Have you invested in United States savings bonds this week?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Kenny Delmar, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guests for this program, Abbott and Costello. But before you meet these devotees of the gentle art of the yak, here are the Savings Bonders and the Savings Bonds Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Agay. A word of advice to keep your sunny side up.
Sons in a row, baseball teams make money, you know. Keep your funny side up, up. Let your laughter come through. Do stand upon your legs, be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up.
Keep your sunny side up. Now, throughout the ages, the history of mankind is the history of attachments between two people. Attachments so great that their names have become immortal. There was Adam and Eve, Mark Antony and Cleopatra, Abelard crying for Eloise, Romeo serenading his Juliet, and Costello calling for his...
Hey, Abbott!
Why don't you keep quiet? We're down here to do a job, Lou.
Oh, well, that's swell.
It's a beautiful studio here, too.
You like it here?
The marvelous studio?
I like it.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Hey, Abbott.
What?
Get a load of that beautiful wall over there.
Where? Oh, yes, yes.
Know what that wall reminds me of?
What?
This one over here.
Well, naturally. Walls are walls. Suppose you walked over there and you bored a hole in that wall.
All right, I walk over there and I bore a hole in the wall.
Why? Why should you go over there and bore a hole in that wall?
I'm not boring a hole in the wall.
Why should you go over there and bore a hole in that wall?
No, you just said to me, suppose you go over there and bore a hole in the wall.
That's not the question.
I was stupid enough to say I'll go and bore a hole in the wall, but you're not going to put that blame on me,
bro. Wait a minute, take it
easy. I don't go around boring no holes in walls.
Just no arguments, please.
I mean, after all, if I want to get out of here, I don't have to go out through a hole in the wall.
I know that.
They got exits here if I want to get out.
Exits.
Oh, yeah.
What makes you so dumb?
That just comes to me naturally.
That's what I thought. Look, suppose you walk into a baseball park. What teams are playing?
I don't know.
Then what are you doing in the baseball park?
You got me in there, now get me out.
Now, wait a minute. What is the first thing you buy when you enter a baseball park?
A hot dog.
A hot dog?
Without mustard.
Oh, no. Mustard goes with a hot dog.
Not with mine.
Mustard goes with a hot dog.
It's I don't care what the mustard goes with. I'm not going to eat it. I don't like it. I mean, after all,
wait
who
a minute.
Are you?
Just a minute. I don't get excited. The mustard and the hot dog go together.
Let them go together. I don't want to spoil any romance.
Who's talking about a romance?
But after all, if I don't like mustard, I don't have to eat it for you or anybody else.
All right. I didn't know.
What do you think you are? Big man, if you come and eat mustard, I got to eat mustard.
Well, let's forget about it.
I got my likes and dislikes.
All right, we'll forget about it.
I'm not going to eat mustard for you or anybody
else,
brother.
You don't have to eat it.
I mean, after all, mustard burns my tongue, and I'm not going to burn my tongue for you or nobody else.
All right, don't eat it. Forget
this is a free country.
I know that.
If you want to eat mustard, you eat it. If you don't, you don't
have to. All right, well, don't shout.
There's no law says you got to
eat mustard. No, I know that.
Mustard makes me sick, brother.
All right, don't eat. All right.
Who do you think you are to tell me I got to eat something that I don't want to eat?
Listen, please.
I'm a married man. I got a wife and two children.
I understand that.
If I eat mustard, I get sick. I can't work. What happens to my kids?
Just a minute.
They wind up in the orphan asylum.
Hello.
You're a fine guy, sending my kids to an orphan asylum.
Take it easy. Don't get excited, Lou.
What do my kids ever do to you?
Nothing at all.
All right, you got to put them away in the orphan asylum.
Come
on. Get my kids out of the orphan asylum.
Now, wait a minute. What started all this nonsense?
Mustard.
Wait a minute. Just a minute. You just don't like mustard.
I like Worcestershire Sheer Shorts.
You like what?
Worcestershire Sheer Shorts. You can't even say it.
Yeah, but you don't like mustard.
I love Worcestershire Sheer Shorts.
Look, suppose you walk out on the bridge and you jump off.
I'm not jumping off any bridge.
Then what are you doing on the bridge?
There's
two
things I don't like, and it's bridges and mustard. And if you want to burn me up, brother, all you got to do is stick me in the middle of a bridge with a handful of mustard.
Look, wait a minute. Just a minute. You don't like mustard. Give me a reason. What are you, some big shot or something? Too big a guy to like mustard?
I don't care for the stuff. I'm not going to eat it.
Do you know where mustard comes from?
Huh?
You know where mustard comes from?
I know they don't scrape it off of mustard plastic.
No. They manufacture mustard. Do you know they spend millions of dollars every year to put up factories just to manufacture mustard?
I am.
Do you know those factories employ thousands and thousands of men just to manufacture mustard?
I am.
And you, just because you don't like mustard, what do you want them to do? Close those factories down and put all those people out of work?
Now, just a minute.
No one shout at me.
Do you mean to stand there and tell me that those thousands of people are making one little jar of mustard just for me?
No, wait a minute. Let me...
If they are, you can tell them not to make any more, because I'm not going to eat
it. All right, well, let's forget it.
If I eat that little jar of mustard that those thousands of people are making for me in a mustard factory, what happens to the poor people working in a witcher charge here, George?
Wait a minute. Just a minute. Let's close one factory at a time.
Take all the people I put out of work in a mustard factory and put them back to work on that bridge and build it up again.
Now, wait a minute. Look, why don't you answer
what this? What has all this got to do with me boring a hole in the wall?
Never
That's
mind that.
Listen, the whole work.
You'll get a bill for that before you leave the studio. All I want to know is...
I got one just bill already.
Answer one question, will you, please? Just one teeny-weeny question.
Ask me something with a little sense to it.
Will you answer it?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, say you walk into a restaurant. You walk into a restaurant, the waiter places on one side of the table a big, juicy steak, and one side a platter of beans. Now, which one would you eat?
I eat the steak.
You'd eat the steak. Do you know where that steak comes from?
A cow.
A cow.
I hope.
You hope. You know what that cow gives?
No.
That cow gives milk.
No, she don't. You gotta take it away from
her. Yeah.
Oh, boy, that was wonderful. Abbott and Costello, simply wonderful. And here's a musical bouquet for you from Dennis Segay, the Savings Bonders and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. A medley of songs from one of your wonderful, wacky film feasts, Rio Rita.
Costello.
Yes. What do you want?
Got $3 on you.
Huh?
I ask you if you have the sum of $3 in legal tender.
Oh, I was afraid you were asking me if I had $3.
I was.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why do you want to know if I got $3?
Well, I,
Trying to make a touch, huh?
No, I was only,
Why must you always try to borrow? Why don't you go to work?
No, why don't you shut up? I just wanted to show you how you can get $4 for every $3 you got.
Something sounds awfully fishy around here.
Not at all, Lou. Now, if you just give your money to my Uncle Sam, he'll give you back $4 for every $3 you give him in 10 years.
Four for three. In 10 years. Your Uncle Sam?
My Uncle Sam.
How's he related to you? On your mother's side? Your father's side? Or on your honest side?
Oh, Costello, come on. Look, please, Lou.
What's the hitch?
No, there's no hitch. Just give Uncle Sam your money. He gives you a savings bond. In 10 years, you get back $4 for $3. Simple.
You must think I am, too.
No.
Look, what's the trouble, fellas?
Well, you see, Costello here doesn't believe he can get $4 for every $3 he invests in Uncle Sam's savings bond.
Oh, did you tell a whopper?
I do
so believe you, Abbott. I just don't trust you.
No.
Yeah, but Abbott's right, Lou. United States savings bonds do return $4 for every $3.
United States savings bonds? Why, I know all about them. I buy some every week, regularly. And my uncles and aunts and my cousins, my whole family, they all buy them every week, too. Right where they work.
Yeah. They make chin straps for people who lose their heads.
Well, the payroll savings plan is the easy, regular way to save.
They got all the details from the boss. He fixed them up good.
I'd like to fix you up good. Stealing credit for my idea.
Your idea?
Yes.
Your idea? Why, I knew the United States savings bonds are the world's finest investment. I buy loads of them. And my advice to everyone is to buy some U.S. savings bonds now and buy them regularly.
Kenny Delmar signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Guest Star is produced and transcribed in New York. I want to thank Abbott and Costello for some splendid slapsticking. Until next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a good buy. Goodbye, that is.